With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As farmers know all too well, weather is just one of the things they have zero control over. And this recent dose of unseasonably cool weather here in mid to late April was a perfect example. Tim Kovas with the Washington State Tree Fruit Association says it was a bit of a mixed bag, so growers may not know the extent of the damage for a few weeks.
However, we do know that we're going to have potential cold and frost damage and freeze damage in areas in central Washington for apples, pears, and cherries, but the full effect won't be known for a few more weeks.
One of the potential problems, Kovas says, was with the bees.
Because the weather event also coincided with areas that needed to do pollination. And when we were in the low 40s as a daily high, the bees weren't out working.
So now we wait?
Yeah. The question becomes, based off of where your orchards are and how far along were you in budding and bloom.
Kovas says location could be key.
Yeah, exactly. As the southern region was much further along, Mattawa, Tri-Cities, the lower Yakima Valley versus, up into Wenatchee, the Okanagan. So some growers were more effective than others.
Tune in tomorrow for more on our cool spring weather and how growers are responding. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.